Okay. All right. Let's get things straight. It's a holiday. It's Labor Day. I kind of really don't do shows on holidays. So, but here's one anyway.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
So, this really isn't...
Whatever.
Oh, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm not really sure. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I don't know if this is good. I'm not even sure I should be doing this. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really know if I should even be here. I should be wandering the streets. I don't know what I'm doing here. Well, hi, how are you? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's a holiday. Why are you listening to this? Don't you have something to do? Don't you want to like grill up a hot dog and shove it in your mouth or something? Don't you want to do that? It's Labor Day, man. It's the day of labor. I've got to be honest with you, I'm a fairly intelligent man. I have no idea what this is. I don't know what Labor Day is. Here's the way I look at it. We're celebrating labor. So is this for women? Is this women who are pregnant and are about to go into labor, or women who went into labor and had some wonderful kids? Are we celebrating women in labor? Is that what Labor Day is? If that's the case, I say to all women, as I do on every holiday, thank you for your cervix. Service. I'm confusing this with Veterans Day. That's thank you for your service. Labor Day, thank you for your cervix. I don't know. I'm just so confused with this. I think what Labor Day is, it's a holiday that honors people that work. And what better way to embrace the working environment and the working motivation of this country than to not work? Let's have a holiday that celebrates something, and then let's not do it. I don't understand it. I used to think Labor Day was created only to accommodate the Jerry Lewis telethons. I really thought that was it because it was so obvious that that was what it was for. But now there's no, have you noticed? And I'm not sure about this, but I don't think there's a Jerry Lewis telethon thing anymore. And of course, it wasn't the Jerry Lewis telethon. It wasn't money to raise money for an event to raise money for Jerry Lewis. Although in retrospect, it really should have been. It's for muscular dystrophy and neurological diseases. I don't know if that's still doing the television thing because the ratings weren't as high as when Jerry Lewis was doing his telethon thing. Anyway, I don't know. I don't even know. It's a shame. And I haven't heard from Jerry Lewis. He hasn't sent me a card. I used to go out and mow his lawn. I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing. When you get elderly, I think you kind of tend to not want to be seen in public because public is so used to seeing you in a certain way and you're embarrassed about perhaps how you look when you get elderly. Most of us don't look too good when we get elderly, you know, and it's just embarrassing if you were a public figure. So the point of this is I'm not doing a show today. Consider this not a show. This doesn't count. If you're listening to this show and you're saying, Ron, this is not a show. This is just stupidity. Then it doesn't count. Then I'm really not doing this. I never did it. You just tuned in to hear a psychobabble man on your dime. This is not normally what I'm doing. I shouldn't be here. It's Labor Day. I shouldn't be working. And I shouldn't be driving. Let's make believe I'm a Hasidic Jew and I shouldn't be driving today. And I think that's how that works. I think Saturdays you don't drive, or you're supposed to drive, but only in reverse. I don't know how that works. I don't know the religion that well. I really don't. I am part of it, but I don't know what I'm doing. That's the underlying theme. I don't know what I'm doing. So welcome to the program, but I'm not here. I'm not doing this. I don't exist. You're more significant than I am in your mind. In my mind, you're not significant at all. And I think that's why we get along. I think we both look at each other and understand that neither of us are significant to each other. And that's what we have in common. We are mutually insignificant. Hey, you know what I did on Friday? Holy crap, I can't believe I did this. I joined a gym, G-Y-M, not J-I-M. I joined a gymnasium. It's that purple place where everything's purple. What is that? Planet Fitness. Do you have that where you live? A Planet Fitness where the entire planet apparently goes to get fit? I joined it Christmas of last year. It's been, 8, 9, almost 10 months. I joined it because they were running a special. For $99, you could get an entire year's membership. I'm not a mathematical genius or anything, but I think that's like $7 a month or something like that. And I thought, you know, even if I never use this membership, it's a good deal. I'll buy something if it's a good deal, even though I know I'm never going to use it. Really? Really? Feminine deodorant for me? How much? Well, it's a good deal. Give me $5. I'm not going to use it, but it's a good deal. So I bought the thing for $99, and they gave me a Planet Fitness t-shirt, which, by the way, was too small, and because it shrunk. As soon as I put it into the washing machine thing, it shrunk immediately, and I'm thinking, are they not really up to, like, my size, or was it to tease me to get me to be smaller so that someday I could fit into their Planet Fitness t-shirt? Is that my goal? Is that supposed to be my goal? So I joined the damn thing around Christmas time, and I went through the entire Christmas holiday saying to myself, man, I'm going to be fit in 2015. I'm going to fit into everything. You give me it and I'll fit into it. I'm going to work out at the gym every single day for 17 hours. I am going to be so slim and trim that it's going to be, I'll be the poster child. I'll be the Jared. As Jared is to Subway, I will be to Planet Fitness. Does that mean I'm going to go out and screw 15-year-old girls? No, not on purpose. Shit happens. And, you know, now that's a horrible thing. And Jared, you really should be embarrassed. And I know you are right now. I don't know if they have subs in the jail that you're going to, Jared, but I think that's where you're headed. I really do. And I would go for the Turkey Club, to be honest with you. And always question whether that's really mayonnaise. Always question that. Yeah. It ain't sweet onion sauce, baby. It ain't sweet onion sauce. Jared, man, what's up with you, huh? You have to learn when to shut up. Make believe there's a sub in your mouth and you can't talk because when he was being arraigned, they brought up all this kind of stupid evidence. He said, Jared, you know, you're not supposed to be screwing around with 15-year-old girls. He says, I know. He says, I said to the 15-year-old when she told me she was 15, I said, oh my God, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm really looking for younger girls than you. It was like, whoa, Jared, shut up, man. You're making yourself like really like jail-worthy now to the point where it's beyond choosing what kind of bread you want. I mean, that's bad. That's bad, Jared. That's bad, Jared. Anyway, I was going to be the Planet Fitness brand because I was just going to lose tons of weight. So I get my membership, and I go home, and I change my clothes. and I put on gym clothes, fresh out of the pack. I have to remove the label and everything because I'd never worn them before in my life. And as a matter of fact, after I put the gym clothes on, I looked in the mirror and I said, my God, this is what I look like in gym clothes. I can't believe it. I've never seen this before. It's new. It's just new to me. So I get in my car and I drive over to the Planet Fitness, the purple place, where everything is purple. I like purple. I like everything, but to an extent. You know, at a point, any color becomes annoying. Anyway, so I go to the Planet Fitness thing and I walk in there and there's tons of people in there and they're working out and they're all looking good. And I'm wondering, why are any of these people working out? They all look good already. And then it dawned on me, in order to continue looking good, you still have to work out. And I thought, oh, this is like an endless cycle. This is like mowing the lawn and getting it to look nice, and 3 days later you have to mow the lawn again. That's what working out is, isn't it? Because I'm not into that. So I work out for about 35, maybe 36 minutes. I work up a sweat. The paramedics show up. No, they don't. I'm only kidding. But I really felt like, all right, this is enough. This is enough. You know, the heart is a machine. And if I sat in my car and I just revved up my motor all day, my engine would die. And that's what you do with exercise, I think. When you run your personal engine, which is your heart, too much, when you rev it up, it's gonna conk out. And conking out is not a good thing for your personal engine. To me, running an engine at a nice, smooth, steady pace, that engine's going to go on for a long time. So I don't understand working out. I don't understand cardio or anything like that. I don't get it. But I did it anyway because it was a $99 membership. So I did that. I didn't go back to that Planet Purple thing for 9 months. 9 months. I could have had a baby in the amount of time that I was at first at this gym and when I went back. I could have had a baby. Thus, Labor Day, I suppose. So Friday, I went back to the gym. I put on those gym clothes, which, by the way, don't fit anymore. And they're elastic, too. You know, they're supposed to stretch. They don't fit. Put on the gym clothes, looked in the mirror, and I said, ugh, whatever. Definitely a loss of excitement from the first time that I put those gym clothes on. And I went to the gym, and I got on the treadmill, and I said to myself, you know what, I feel like a fucking gerbil. I feel like a gerbil. I feel like you should put a piece of cheese in front of the treadmill, and I will never achieve the cheese. I'll just keep walking and walking and walking, and I'll never hit the cheese, so to speak. So I did that for about, 3.5 minutes. And then I went on this machine it simulates cross-country skiing, I believe. You kind of go back and forth with your legs, and man, you work up a sweat really fast, and it was just boring. I was out of that place in about 10-15 minutes, and I'll never go back again. Of course, if they run a special again this coming Christmas, I'll probably buy it because it's a good deal. But otherwise, this is just a horrible, horrible thing. I think that exercise and all these gymnasiums and all this exercise equipment is done simply to torture us. It really does. Is whatever verb goes after that. I was watching 60 Minutes yesterday for the entire stretch, for the whole hour. And one of the reports they did was on what they call mindfulness. Have you ever heard of this? By the way, thanks for listening. This is, I'm not doing a show today, by the way. This is just, I just turned the microphone on. I'm just talking. This is not a show. This doesn't count. It's not a show. It's not part of a show. This is not a show. It's not a show. So anyway, a mindfulness is apparently where you, it's a kind of meditation, but you're supposed to focus on your own breathing, and that slows your mind down. And when your mind gets slowed down, which, by the way, I can achieve also by large amounts of alcohol, I think, but that kills brain cells, so it's counterproductive, but gives the same effect. But apparently by just sitting still and listening to your breathing, breathing slow, you can actually control your body and control your brain, and you can actually control your anxiety and your overthinking. Do you have overthinking like I do, where all of a sudden you just start thinking, and you can't stop thinking, especially when you want to go to sleep? You know what I'm talking about? By the way, I'm not doing a show. So I have that every once in a while. I don't know what you call it. It's not ADHD or HD. I don't know what it is. I don't know the letters for it, okay? I don't know the diagnosis for it. I don't know what the doctor would call it. But I overthink everything. I overanalyze. Maybe that's why I do a talk show, because that's all I can do with that kind of mindset. So with this mindfulness thing, apparently, and I think that's what it's called, apparently when you get a little overexcited or you get nervous or you're in a mental condition that you don't want to be in, you just stop, just stare at an object, stare at the floor, something like that, and then you just breathe slowly and you listen to your breathing. Let's do it together, okay? Now, of course, if you smoke cigarettes, it won't sound like that. It'll sound more like... It'll sound different, but still do it. Still do it, because it's still mindfulness. Should be mindful of not smoking, but that's besides the point. It's a whole other thing. So I'm going to start doing that. That's going to be my new gymnasium. And apparently, if you, the power of the mind is awesome. It can heal. You can heal yourself, apparently. And I'm wondering here, now I have a little bit of a pot belly. I have a little bit of what they call a beer belly, even though I don't drink beer. I do drink, but not beer. So I have this little belly, and on guys, that's like the hardest place to get rid of. You can be skinny as a rail, but you have this little belly thing. And for women, when you reach a certain age, you get that too. This is a curse that was put on all living people by some type of European gypsy or something. I guess we pissed her off, and she did a curse. Forever I curse you, you will have a little fat in your belly. I curse you for the rest of your life. And apparently it worked. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to meditate on my gut. I'm going to meditate on my stomach. I'm going to meditate on my abdomen. And I'm just going to picture my abdomen in my mind with my eyes closed. And I'm going to picture my stomach getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I'm going to do that for a certain number of minutes every single day. And who knows what will happen. Now, will you do this with me too? Will you try to do this? Just once during the day, you're going to sit in a chair somewhere and you're going to close your eyes, or you're going to focus on something to the point where it's a hypnotic stare. And for a couple of minutes, man, you're not going to answer the phone. Your phone's not going to ring. You're going to turn your cell phone off. You're going to turn off everything. It's going to be really quiet. And you're going to concentrate on breathing. Breathing slower and more efficiently, and then you're going to concentrate on some part of your body that you want to heal, that you want to reduce, that you want to get rid of the fat, whatever, and try it like for an extended period of time, like for 37 years, and see if it actually does anything. This is an experiment that we can do together. Man, isn't it fun when we do things together? It's so much easier than taking you out on a date and bringing you to an expensive restaurant and to the movies and then, you know, all that stuff that happens. It's so expensive and so time consuming. This way we can do something together. It doesn't cost us anything. I don't have to see you. You don't have to see me. We don't have to have a relationship. It's just perfect. So we'll do this together, okay? I like it. I like this a lot. Finally, something we can do together. By the way, I'm not going to repeat this again, but it's really true. I'm not doing a show today. This is not a show. This doesn't count.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, stop it. Stop doing that. Stop doing it. And stop doing it in front of other people, my God. But just stop doing that. My God. It's awful. I got a question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Oh, well, 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 well. It's Labor Day today. And that means that you should be dressing in a manner which is as sloppy as it possibly can. I want you to whip out your most disgusting pair of shorts. I want to see every bruise and cut on your freaking table legs. I want to see every little hair sticking out of every little mole, every ingrown little part on your knee. I want to see that living color because it's going to be hot out today. And then I want to see you in your shorts. I want to be able to see you spread your legs and look up your crotch. I think that's always appetizing. I want to see it. I want to see your shorts with the mustard and the ketchup stains on them and whatever stain that thing is in the middle. I don't know what it is. I want to see it. And then your little frayed pant cuffs, you know, align your little panty crotch. I want to see that. And then for a t-shirt, man, just wear the cruddiest kind of t-shirt you can find. You got plenty of them. Yeah, I wanted to advertise all the schmucky things that surround you. I want you to put on a Budweiser t-shirt. I want you to advertise to the world when you go out that you're a fucking alcoholic. I want to see you advertising beer on your shirt. That's what I want. That's all I care for, because it's exciting. When I go out and I do something, all I want to see is your beer advertisements on your chest. That's all I want. Or could you put on that football jersey, even though it looks like you couldn't play football if you tried? You couldn't run down a field in 17 hours. You couldn't do it. You can't move. You can't even walk. You can't even squat to go to the bathroom. That's how out of shape you are. And yet you wear a football jersey as if you're some kind of athletic god. You're not. You can't even raise your elbow to bring the beer to your mouth. That's how exhausted you are. So wear a football jersey. Make believe you're a football player. Yeah, or make believe you're a school nurse, or make believe you're a vampire. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a freaking Halloween costume because you are not an athlete. You don't play football for an NFL team. So why are you wearing a number on your chest? What am I supposed to be excited looking at you walking down the street with a number on your chest? Is it that you don't have a name? You just have a number? Look, here comes number 19, and look at his T-shirt. Yeah, there's 19. Hey, wonderful run into 18. I don't know. I really don't know. We might skip it and go right to 17. People are walking down the street with numbers on their chest. I don't know why. You want to be individuals, and yet you walk around. What does that number represent? Is it because you're a football player? Are you a football player? Now, why don't you walk around with a football and a helmet on? If you want to be a freaking football player and walk around looking like a football player, wearing football player jerseys, put a fucking helmet on and walk around like you're a football player. Carry a ball, and let's go the whole way with the costume. And then you can get a bag, come to my house, and I'll give you some candy and make believe it's Halloween. So that's, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Welcome back to the program, which I'm not doing. I'm not doing a program today. This is not a show. I know I've said that before, but I can't say it enough. This is not a show. This doesn't count. It just doesn't count. Doesn't exist. It's like we had sex last night, and it was horrible sex. It was just horrible. Let's just both agree that that just never happened. Happy Labor Day, by the way. Hope you're having a wonderful, celebrating working day. Happy. So I don't understand what it is. I really don't understand. Was this holiday put together by the unions? I don't know what this is. I don't know what this holiday is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to congratulate? Is there a parade somewhere? Is there a Labor Day parade? Is there a parade somewhere where people who work are walking down the middle of the street somewhere, and I'm supposed to clap and go, thank you for working. Thank you for feeding yourself. Thank you for having a family and then getting a job so you can feed your family. We're celebrating American people working. Is that what Labor Day is? Have we come to that? How about Sleeping Day? How about that? Should we have Sleeping Day? Let's celebrate people that sleep. I think it's fantastic. Do you sleep 8 hours a day? Holiday, Sleeping Day. And what do we do on Sleeping Day? We probably go to work. We don't call it a holiday. I just simply don't understand it. I think you're celebrating the birth of Christ, I believe. I'm not sure. Never read the book. I get that. Thanksgiving, that's when the pilgrims and the Indians got together and had a big feast and got together, and then they ran the Indians out of the country. Is that what happened? Is that what we celebrate for Thanksgiving? I don't know. I get that. I get this Easter thing. We're back to Christ again, this time rising. Significant holidays. Also, Veterans Day. Honor the veterans. Honor the veterans. They keep our country safe, no matter what. I think that's fantastic. I mean, celebrate that. We celebrate presidents. Day, we thank you for all the presidents. Thank you, but Labor Day, totally don't understand what this is. I don't get it. Do I go to church today? Am I supposed to go to church today, or synagogue, or mosque? What am I supposed to do today? Am I supposed to go to a church and sit in the second row and say thank you everybody for working? I don't. What am I supposed to do with this day? What am I supposed to do with it? What am I supposed to do? It's a federal holiday. There's no mail. The banks aren't open. Why? But you see, I think what Labor Day really is, it means that the stores are open and people who work in stores can get overtime. So that's the celebration. Oh, I see. You mean I can work today and get time and a half? Yes. That's a holiday. That's a holiday, my God. My God, if that's true, that is one hell of a holiday. That's a good deal. I wish every day was Labor Day if that's the case. And I believe if you go to work today, you can actually drink while you're working. You can have beer. Yeah. This is by the way, a hot dog day. Did you know that? Yeah. This is the last barbecue vestige. This is the last day, officially, that you can have a barbecue holiday where you have people over to your house and you fire up the grill. That's what we call it, firing up the grill. And you throw hot dogs and hamburgers or a little chicken, whatever the case may be, whatever you barbecue. You have people over and you sit down and you stare at each other. You listen to small talk. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Fine. Winter's coming. Yeah, I know that. How was your summer? It's been dry. Not a lot of rain, huh? Hi, Bob. How you doing? And how's the family? It's all the shit I don't care about. That's these big gatherings. All I care about is eating the food. As a matter of fact, you people don't even have to come over. I'm just going to eat the food and you leave immediately. How about that? That's the little gathering of people. Hey, Bob, how is it? Hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you? No, it could be a little bit hotter. Okay, let's stop talking because this is just getting us nowhere. There's no introspective conversation at all. So just why don't we just go home and call it a day, and Ron will do a show and it won't mean anything. It won't count, and we'll call it Labor Day and everything is fine. How about that? So I'm going to barbecue. I'm going to grill up some hot dogs today. I'm going to make a hot dog day. I love hot dogs, and there aren't too many days that you sit down and you go, I'm having a hot dog. You just don't do that in life, you know. It's just, you don't. Do you? I don't. I don't know what hot dogs are. I don't know what's inside that little skin. I don't know what's inside that thing, that foot-long little phallic piece of crap. I don't know what's in there, but they're damn tasty. The one thing that I do when I go shopping for hot dogs on holidays like this, hot dog holidays I call them, I try to find the hot dog with the lowest amount of sodium. Sodium will fucking kill you every single time. I mean, not every time. You can only die once, but it's amazing how much sodium is in so many of these foods, and nitrates too. So I look for hot dogs that have no nitrates. Even though, like, one holiday eating a couple of nitrates, big deal. Okay, fine. Nitrate sounds like a something that's produced in a nuclear. It sounds awful. So I look for hot dogs with like no nitrates, and then I look for hot dogs with low sodium. Probably around 300 milligrams of sodium would be wonderful. Most of them have like 800-900 milligrams of sodium in one hot dog. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. That's like a death dog is what that is. So look for low sodium, no nitrates. And I don't really care about the fat because I'm not, you know, I don't eat hot dogs all the time. A little bit of fat ain't going to kill me. And I think the jury is out on just how horrible fat is really for you if you don't eat a lot of it. So I'm not sure about that, and then I grill it up and I put the damn thing in a hot dog bun, which, by the way, the bun has more calories than the hot dog does. Check it out; it's absolutely true in most cases. But you got to have it in a bun because it's otherwise it's just ridiculous. It's like a nitrate stick. And then what makes the hot dog is, of course, the hot dog itself, the casing. These skinless hot dogs, you want the skin. You want that snap when you eat the hot dog. That's a hot dog is as much texture as it is taste. There ain't much taste to a hot dog, actually. It's the texture. It's the snap. It's the experience. What you put on the hot dog is also significant. When I do a hot dog, I put condiments on them. I used to call them condoms, and people said, Ron, it's condiments. I know they sound the same, but like they're totally different. So, okay, fine. Mustard of all different types, Dijon, yellow, brown, spicy. I love mustard. Mustard, no calories whatsoever, kicks everything up. Mustard, fantastic. I don't know who invented mustard. Maybe there was a Robert Mustard who came up with this thing. He took mustard seeds and added some shit to it, and it's called mustard, and no calories. This guy should have his own day. It shouldn't be Labor Day. There should be a mustard day when you use mustard, when we honor mustard and Robert Mustard, the inventor of the mustard. Some people like ketchup on it. You got all kinds of relish. You got pepper relish. You got hamburger relish, green relish, red relish, blue relish, all this kind of relish stuff. Sauerkraut, that'll give you gas. You'll be farting all night. I don't know if that's a great idea because you might have to go to work the day after Labor Day and the gas will just kill you. So make sure you have plenty of Gas X pills or something to offset all that gassy crap. Sauerkraut, a lot of people love sauerkraut. And some people like chili on a hot dog. Man, it's a hot dog festival. And, you know, if you sit down with anybody that's had a hot dog and eats hot dogs, I can get into a 7-hour conversation with anybody about hot dogs because they are that exciting. They're a very exciting food. You know, you can have dull conversation with somebody. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been a long summer. Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I don't want the winter to come. Yeah, I don't know how I put up with it. Yeah, it's very, very hot. Hot dogs? Oh, I love hot dogs, man. When I put the hot dogs, I put the mustard on top of the hot dogs. I went to this place when I was like 20 years old. I went to a hot dog place. I was sat down, and I had a hot dog. It's an icebreaker. It's a hot dog breaker. People, as soon as you bring up hot dogs, they'll talk about their hot dog experiences, how they grill the hot dogs, what they put on the hot dogs, and all of a sudden, it's your best friend. I don't know his name, but he loves hot dogs, and my best friend. It's a wonderful world with the hot dogs. It really is. You should try one. And those of you that don't eat hot dogs because they're processed foods and they're disgusting, you're the kind of people that will never take a chance with anything. Now, I will not jump out of a plane. I will not parachute. I will not fly across the world. I will not do skin diving to the bottom of the ocean. I will not take chances. I will not go skiing because I could break both my legs at the same time. I will not do any of that stuff. But I will fuck with my health in order to have a hot dog. Because these things are just they're little miracles of cow is what they are. They've taken the cow and they've taken the worst parts of the cow and disguised them, put them in what looks like intestinal casing. You're eating stuffed into intestines, and we eat it. It is within itself a miracle. Yes, it is.
The one we've been waiting for.
Oh, it's the hot dog, isn't it?
Here comes the miracle. It's time to open up the door.
Yeah, this is a cheap trick, by the way.
The miracle. My heart is beating fast. I can't seem to slow it down. It's too late to turn back, but it's not too late to turn. Open up the door. Why am I shivering? I can feel it fading fast. Well, for the first time I believe that I can finally
a miracle, the hot dog. And then you got your little salads, your potato salad, coleslaw. There's German potato salad, which is a little harsh, but it's interesting. German potato salad, no mayonnaise. They just there will be no mayonnaise, and there isn't. They have totally excluded the mayonnaise. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I wasn't able to do a show today. But I just wasn't in the mood. It was a holiday. It's Labor Day. I'm not supposed to labor. And you know how exhausting it is to do one of these shows. Oh, my God. You got to bring in the bobcat and the backhoe. It's just so exhausting. It just takes it out of me. Well, I'm going to do some mindful thinking right now, and I'm going to leave you to your Labor Day. I'm not going to bother you anymore, but I will be back tomorrow with a show. That's a warning, too. That's a threat. Until then, I wish you peace. Slow down on those hot dogs, huh? Sorry I wasn't able to do a show today. Maybe some other day. Maybe tomorrow I'll do a show, okay? Not today, though. I'm not doing a show today. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You can't make me. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Not doing a show. No, I'm not doing it. No, I refuse. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it today. I'm not doing it. It didn't count. Doesn't count. Did you enjoy our time together today?
It was unbelievably painful.